The operations department looks after the production of the products that a business sells. The operations department collects data about the production of products, and this data can be used to support different calculations. Labor productivity calculations can be used by the operations department to calculate how much an employee produces, which is particularly useful for labor-intensive businesses. Labor productivity is the output per period of time divided by the number of employees in that period. For example, if a takeaway produced 3,000 meals in 1 week and had 7 full-time staff, labor productivity is 3,000 divided by 7, which gives 428.6 meals per employee per week. This can be compared to previous years and competitor data to assess performance and inform target setting. Unit cost calculations are useful for the operations department because unit cost figures can be used to compare the production cost per unit against other departments, competitors, or between years. Unit cost is total costs divided by units produced. For example, if a clothing factory created 3,500 t-shirts at a total cost of £10,500, unit cost is £10,500 divided by 3,500 units, which gives a unit cost of £3. This can be compared to previous years and competitor data to assess performance and inform target setting. Capacity utilization calculations are useful for the operations department so that a business can work out what percentage of its maximum output is actually being used. Capacity utilization is the total output divided by total capacity multiplied by 100 as it expressed as a percentage. For example, if a football stadium had 9,500 seats and only 7,500 seats were occupied, capacity utilization is 7,500 divided by 9,500 multiplied by 100, which gives 78.95%. A business may aim to increase its capacity utilization to spread its fixed costs over more units. However, it is unlikely to aim for 100%, as this would remove any flexibility to accept special orders or for mistakes made. Capacity refers to the maximum level of production possible using the resources available within the business. A business must understand its capacity to make sure that it does not commit to more orders than it can fulfill within a certain time period. Increasing the number of, or productivity levels of staff and investing in technology can help a business to increase its total capacity. The proportion of total capacity being used by a business is known as its capacity utilization. Many businesses aim to increase their capacity utilization, as this will mean that fixed costs can be spread out over a greater number of units. Having capacity utilization of 100% means the business cannot respond to additional or special orders made at short notice, as they do not have any further capacity to produce these products. If a business needs to increase its capacity at short notice to take advantage of an increase in demand, outsourcing can be used. Although this has both advantages and disadvantages, outsourcing allows a business to increase its total capacity, which may allow the business to meet increasing demand. Outsourcing can lead to quality issues if outsourcers do not take quality as seriously as the business. If a coffee shop's total capacity is 3,000 hot drinks per day, it will be unable to produce more than 3,000 hot drinks per day unless it increases its capacity through staff training or further recruitment.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!